First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to 18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these things. We have this passage in front of us. Paul and Timothy, and Paul, Timothy, and Silvanus are writing this letter to the Thessalonians. So if you see in our text tonight, in our passage, chapter 13, there is but. So this but is a conjunction. That means there is something, the idea which was being talked, which the disciples were talking about. So I just want to give a little background about that so that we can get into our passage. The Thessalonians were encouraging Paul, or can I say, were encouraging the apostles. In chapter 1, they've turned to God from their idols, which was encouraging to the apostles. And again, they faced persecution in chapter 2. They faced persecution, but they stood fast in the Lord. They hold on their faith and stood fast in the Lord. So those things encouraged the apostles, and then they loved one another. So those things, they were doing good things. So the apostles were encouraging, were encouraged with that. That's where we are going to reach our passage. Then the apostles, they said, but they want them to know something. Probably they want them to know something, because 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 10, it says, we pray night and day that we may see you face to face and supply what is lacking in your faith. Probably they want to, they were doing good, so they want them to supply something which is lacking to their faith. So let us see what is that in our passage. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others who have no hope. We see here, the apostles, they want the believers to know something. They were doing good. So they want them to know. They want to inform them something. What is that? They want them to know they don't have to grieve for those who are fallen asleep, for the dead. To grieve like the people who do not have hope. So if you recall, maybe you were at a funeral when you see people are grieving in a way that you felt sorry for them. or maybe you yourself at a funeral, when a close relative or a friend died, you grieve in a way that people, they felt sorry. I had someone, they said, when his relative died, he almost threw himself into the grave on top of the coffin when the coffin was going down. So the apostles, they are informing the believers, do not grieve like those people who do not have hope. Who are these people who do not have hope? These are unbelievers or hopeless people. That they why are they grieving like that? Because they don't know anything. They don't know, like us believers, what we know. We are going to see that in verse 14. We are different to them. They grieve because they don't have hope. That's why they grieve. It's like they are depending their hope on someone. So when that someone died, they are hopeless because they were depending even financially or whatever they are depending on. So they grieve like their world is crushed. So they don't have something. I'm going to mention that you so that we can see why are they grieving like this. It is in the verse 14. But the other thing is that type of grieving, it shows that you don't understand. Because the verse says, who are asleep. So these people, they have no hope. They don't know. If someone passed away, their world is crushed. There is no hope. They are now hopeless. They don't understand. It's like we are in a bus, right? Riding, like going to Joburg. If someone reaches this bus stop and us, we stay in the bus, we know we are going to reach our bus stop. So there's no need for them to grieve like this. So let us see the difference between these hopeless people in verse 13 and the people, the apostles want them to know, he wants them to inform, don't do like these hopeless people. Let us see in verse number 14. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose, let us explain about this word. This word for, it is translated in like, it can be used like because. Don't be like those people who are hopeless. They grieve because they don't have hope. You feel sorry for them when they grieve if someone, they died. Why? Because they don't have this thing. For since we believe, they don't have something. We are different to them because they don't have something. You can see in the verse, in verse 14, I'm going to use because. Because we believe. What do we believe? We believe Jesus died and rose. There's a difference. You can see the difference there. Those people, they are hopeless because they don't have something. They don't believe that Jesus died and rose. So in their world, they rely on someone. When that someone died, they are hopeless. But us as believers, we have hope because we believe that Jesus died and rose. So if someone died, a believer died, we don't grieve like those. Why? Because we know our Lord died and he rose again. So we have something they don't have. We have hope. If someone died, he's going to rise. There is resurrection. So that is the difference. So unbelievers or hopeless people, they grieve because they don't have hope. Their world is crushed. There is no way they can see hope because that one has died and they are now hopeless. So the apostles want us believers to know this. We must not do like those people. We must do like believers because we believe that Jesus died and rose. That is the assurance. We don't grieve because if someone died, he is asleep. Even the verse is saying, brothers, we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, but about those who are asleep. So as believers, we believe if someone died, he's asleep. We have hope of seeing him because our Lord died and rose. So we have hope of seeing. So we don't grieve like our world is crushed. So we are going to see what is our hope in this passage. Since we believe that Jesus died and rose, and again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. You see now, he has died, someone has died, and God is going to do something. He's going to bring those who are dead through Jesus Christ. He's going to bring them through Jesus Christ. So in verse 50, there is this, for this again, I've mentioned, it is translated again, you can use for this, for is because. For this we declare to you, because of this, because of what? Because we believe that Jesus died and he rose, and again, God is going to bring Jesus with those who are asleep. So Paul and the apostles, they are declaring this. They are certain, knowing that this thing will happen, that there is the resurrection. So he is certain to tell us about these things, that there is resurrection. So we must have hope. That means the great hope of resurrection. Verse number 16. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command. So we have, what hope do we have? We have the hope of Jesus coming from heaven. And there is this idea in verse 15 that Paul is certain. There is something is going to happen. When Jesus comes down, us who are alive, we are not going to go first before those who are asleep. Did you see that in verse 15? For this we declare to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. So Jesus is coming again, and when he is coming, he's going to resurrect those who are dead in him, those who have hope. So the people who does not have hope, they are not going to be resurrected when Jesus comes, because the believers, they've got hope in Jesus, so they are going to be resurrected when Jesus comes. Verse 16, for the Lord himself will descend. The Lord Jesus is going to come. When Jesus is going to come, there is three things which are going to happen. I want you to see these three things when Jesus is coming back. There's these three things. After these three things, there's something is going to happen. He's descend from heaven with a cry of command, the voice of an archangel, and the sound of the trumpet of God. So when this great noise happened, something is going to happen. After these three things have happened, there's something is going to happen. The resurrection is going to happen after these three things has happened. There's going to be the resurrection. So you can see the cry of a command is going to make something happen. Jesus has been listened with everything. You can see in the book or when in Matthew, in Mark 4, when the wind was the storm was blowing in the boat, he told the storm to be quiet. So here is coming and with a cry of a command that makes something to happen, the command that makes the resurrection to happen, is going to cry for a command, and there is the voice of the archangel. The voice of the archangel is mentioned in the Bible, like is the angel Michael. In the Bible, we can see that in the book of Jude 9, the archangel is Michael. And we can see that again in the book of Daniel, the archangel is a guidance for God's people. So he is going to bring himself with the voice of the archangels and the trumpet of God. In the Old Testament, the trumpet of God was represented the presence of God, was proclaimed as the presence of God, or the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. So there's these three things: the cry of the command, and the voice of the archangel, and the trumpets of God. After those things happened, then the resurrection is going to happen. So I want you to see, if you are not prepared, please prepare yourself, because the resurrection is going to happen. So the apostles is repeated again in verse 17, like what they have said in verse 15. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up. In case you have missed that, they repeated again. When the Lord comes and the trumpet blows, with the cry of command and the voice of the archangel, those who are alive, we are going to left, and those who are asleep are going to rise, and we are going to caught up together with them in the clouds. I want you to notice that when Jesus is coming, he's not coming down to the earth. Jesus is coming in the clouds. So there's these things going to happen, the rapture. Those who are dead, they are going to rise first. The Bible is telling us, those who are dead, they are going to rise first. When they rise, us who are alive on that time, we are going to caught up and meet our Lord in the air. So that's why the apostles, they want us to know, so that if someone has died, we don't have to cry, we don't have to grieve like hopeless people, because we have hope. What is our hope? Our hope is the resurrection. Jesus is going to come back and rise the dead. So if someone has died, us as believers, we know he is not dead, he is asleep, and Jesus Christ is coming to rise the dead, and we are going to caught up with him in the clouds and live with them, with the Christ always, like the Bible is saying. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will be always with the Lord. So this rapture, when this rapture is happening, we are going to caught up in the cloud and meet with the deceased and meet with the Lord in the clouds. Then there's this 7 years is going to happen on the earth while we are with the Lord in the clouds. There's the great tribulation is going to happen while we are on in the clouds with the Lord. There's the great tribulation is going to happen. I believe it deserves its sermon on that, to explain more details on that, because in this verse we don't have that, but I just want you to know what is going to happen when we are in the clouds with the Lord. Something is going to happen for 7 years on this earth. So there is the great tribulation is going to happen on the earth while us, we are in the heaven, in the clouds with the Lord. So I want to ask you, church, are you prepared? Are you prepared for this, the second coming of the Lord to get his believers? Because these things, the rapture and the resurrection, is not going to happen to anyone else. It's going to happen to the believers, as the Bible said in verse 14, for since we believe that Jesus died and rose, those who believe are those who are going to caught up in the clouds with the Lord. Are you prepared for this, the second coming of the Lord? Are you, if you can pretend or you can hide that you are a believer, you are hiding those things to us, when this rapture is happening, you are going to be lifted up. There is no one what you can do like to cheat on that one, because you are going to be lifted up and caught into. So if you hear the trumpet and the voice of the archangel and the voice of the Lord, and you are not being caught up and rise into the air, that means you are in the other group. There is the goats and the sheep. So I want to ask you, brothers and sisters, this evening, do you have hope in Jesus Christ? Do you have this great hope that Jesus is going to come back and is going to raise his people and is going to take his people with him in the clouds? If you don't have that, please humble yourself and come to the Lord and seek the Lord. Like what we have learned about the word believe, you have to see the glory and the beauty of the Lord and set value. That is to believe. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, you are going to be with him in the clouds with other believers. So the apostles, they are telling us in verse 18, therefore, encourage one another with this way. So we are encouraging one another that the Lord Jesus is coming, and is coming to take his believers, and is coming to raise those who are dead in him, because he's not going to raise. The resurrection is not going to be for everyone. It's going to be for those who are in Christ, are those who are going to be resurrected, and those who are going to caught up in heaven with him are those who believe in Jesus Christ. So I just want to encourage you, if you are not in Christ, please come to Christ so that you are the part of this event, the second coming. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this evening. As I stand in front of your people, will you please make this message to speak to someone, and you come and see your beauty, and they must see and have hope that you are coming to resurrect those who died in you, and you are come to take your people who are going to be alive on that time. Will you please make this message to sit in our hearts and help us and keep on reminding of heaven that you are coming to get your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.